This is KUT. This year's Austin City Limits Festival is over, but the Great Lawn at Zilker Park will remain closed until October 26th. That leaves enough time to remove stages and do post-event maintenance. Austinites, especially people who live near the park, have often complained about the traffic, crowds, and park closures that come with the festival. KUT's Kate McGee takes a look at whether a new, geographically representative city council will be as willing to make accommodations for special events.
Zilker Park is closed for about a month for ACL. Then it's closed again in December for the Festival of Lights. In January, the park is expected to close again for the Cyclocross National Championships. And some Zilker neighborhood residents, like David King, say enough is enough.
If we look at a three-month period, most of the park is going to be closed for that three-month period of time. And that's wrong, and that's the wrong policy for our parks.
In a city where affordability is constantly an issue, King says the city isn't approaching the use of parks the right way.
That theme is resonating across all neighborhoods where we don't have enough parkland already in some parts of the city. And where we do have parkland available in the urban area, it's being used more and more for commercial purposes and pushing out regular park users.
The new council, District 5, butts up to Zilker Park and contains the closest neighborhoods. Most candidates running in the district say ACL is an important part of Austin, but the next council could handle it differently. One way is through negotiations with the company that runs the festival, C3.
The current council probably could have bargained a little bit harder with them.
That's District 5 candidate David Floyd.
Chicago is able to squeeze a lot more out of C3 than we are out of them for the use of the parks for Lollapalooza. I mean, at this point, ACL is such a big festival. I know C3's threatened to take it other places, but it's like, look, it's got Austin in the name. It's identified with Austin. Part of the reason people like to come to the festival is because it's here in our city. So I think we're in a decent bargaining position with those guys to demand a little bit more.
Plus, candidates say the festival puts a strain on the city's public safety resources. Here's District 5 candidate Ann Kitchen.
We need to understand the cost to the city and consider how we can have that better paid for. We also do need to consider the whole city in terms of the use of the park. So I think we do need to limit the number of activities like that that occur in our parks so that the park is available for the entire city.
District 5 candidate Dan Buda says it's a balancing act, but he says you can't ignore the economic impact of the festival.
The economic benefit or economic loss from saying something like ACL leaving the city, it would be a huge economic loss. But at the same time, I'd like to sit down with neighborhood folks and ACL people and see if there's a way to kind of find some kind of balance between maybe finding some way to help ease traffic congestion by providing some kind of more shuttles or things of that nature so that people aren't parking so much in the neighborhoods.
All other District 5 candidates did not return requests for comment before KUT's deadline. While changes at City Hall could affect how the city deals with special event organizers like C3, there could also be changes to the promoter. There are reports the ticket company Live Nation may buy a stake in C3, which is based in Austin. Zilker neighborhood resident David King says that's also a concern.
That kind of given us a little bit of a caution flag there, and if that sale goes through, we would certainly be concerned, and we would want to find out kind of where they stand on working with neighborhoods.
In the past, C3 has worked with the neighborhood during the festival. The company even gives the neighborhood association tickets to sell to residents and lets the association keep the proceeds for neighborhood events. Kate McGee, KUT News.